beginning of time, our very humanity has been based on connecting at the cellular level. Today, connecting on a cellular level has taken on a different meaning.
Examine how you guys have been shaped through digital socialization. Not so much the technology, but your communication skills, your intimacy, your relationships. How do you develop intimacy with another person?
The rise of our attachment to technology, I think, outside of phones, like our relationships with people have changed. If that makes
sense. That's exactly what I'm trying to...
Right, like even in relationships, friendships, you know, it's always, your phone is such a base of that, I guess. With technology in general, even in, I think, relationships, it's just, there's such a lack of trust when you have a, when you have a phone, it's like, you know, there's so many different things a person could be doing on a phone that you don't know about because it's so private. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think with Instagram and Tinder and all these apps coming out where everything is competition and everybody is who's better looking and everything like that, I just have seen so many relationships with my friends. I mean, I've had problems with it myself where, you know, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what they're doing. And mm-hmm. It's like when you're with them and their phone's going up, it's like, who's texting them? You know, it's like this whole... It's just a whole different thing.
Does it create like a paranoia within relationships?
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. Yeah. Because I see it in my own
that
relationship.
Girl Snapchatting
where,
you?
Yes.
Why is she sending pictures of herself?
Right. It's like, I mean, it's like you know, nothing, but. I've been with my boyfriend now for almost 2 years, and the only real issues we've ever had is us getting mad about our phones, you know?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like about things people are sending.
Not
you
even, just like... I mean, yes. we haven't really had issues with that, but mm-hmm. just like, why did you like this girl's picture?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why did you reply to this guy's Snapchat? And it's like, you know, it's just mm-hmm. kind of those kind of type of things where it's like, in your mind, it was maybe one stupid thing you did and you didn't even think about it, but to the other person, it's like, why are you putting your attention there when it's, yeah. you know?
So behavior.
Right. Like, yeah. it's just, if you really feel this way towards me, why are you... giving your attention to this person.
Because it's floating up
but
in your face
you
and it's streaming at you.
Right,
when
exactly.
you have 9 million different faces coming at you through social media,
yeah.
you
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
have that. We didn't have
I
that
I think
before.
At the end of the day, just in reference to the cheating thing, I think it comes down to every relationship needs to have a conversation between the two parties. Okay, what is okay? What is not okay? And most times of cheating, I feel like a lot of conversations start with intentionality. Like, why
Absolutely.
Why are you doing this?
Right.
Yeah.
What is it fulfilling for you? Is it something I'm not fulfilling? Or is it something that you're just like, oh, it's a passing thing and it's nothing to do with the relationship necessarily. It's just who I am as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to affect it. And if it does affect it, then we're going to have a conversation.
Do you feel that it's like almost impossible to go against our human curiosity?
I mean,
or do you
I
feel like we should all be like, no, not me. I'm a person of character. I will never look at another person on that. Like, I mean, let's be, I'm trying to elevate a conversation to yeah. actually be realistic and honest.
Wait,
and
in relationships though, or just like in general?
Just, and maybe if you're, you know, it's even, I mean, I'm sure it would be very, very difficult even in being a young person, even in a serious relationship. You know, as you're still discovering yourself, as you're still going, well, I'm not sure if this is the person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to be curious? Are you allowed to go, well, you know, I'm with this person for 2 years, but I don't know if this is the one because I'm young and I don't know what else is out there. Am I allowed to explore and look? Or, you know, is it mm-hmm. cheating if you're... You know, I think it's just so complicated for you guys.
Yeah, it is complicated.
So sorry.
It's like no one really knows the answer to that.
Okay.
Because so, I felt both sides there first. Yeah. I was like, that's cheating. I would never do that. But it's like, no, I should be able to explore.
Right.
I definitely get that.
Right. So this is part of why we want to have this conversation. Because
podcast number two.
Yeah. It's very easy to be, you know, high and mighty, and I'm dating this person, so I would never look. But you know you'd have.
Yeah.
Right? No, you know you've scrolled. Like, you know you've been on fate, like, oh, and I wonder what happened to my
own. No, it's a totally different thing, yeah.
My roommate actually was with her boyfriend and turned it off on his phone. And he was like, no, it's like, he tried to, like, explain it. And she was like, no, I believe him. And I was like, girl, like, I don't know about that.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
That's not good. No, I would like to hear that. But the thing is, he tried to say is that even though he, like, disabled something, the notifications keep coming up.
Yeah, and he's still getting girls over.
That's what he was trying to say, that because he didn't delete the app, but he still got notifications, but they kept coming. And it was kind of like, I don't know about that.
Okay, so do you feel that it's almost unrealistic in this day and age? I think unless we really talk about how we are as humans, then we can be very high and mighty and very didactic and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, we're really complicated, you know? And our human complexities and our human sexuality and our human desires with the technology today is a freaking train wreck.
Right.
And we're supposed to be able to know how to do all this? No, I don't think we have the... I think, Deanna, you said that we don't have the answers to these things yet. So that's why we're talking about it.
I think that's the first step.
And one of the questions that we tossed out the other night when we were sitting around the kitchen was, can you have an intimate boyfriend-girlfriend relationship? I'm sparking your memory now, Matt. With somebody through texting... And that's all it is.
No. No is the short answer. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Right?
But I feel like I'm in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend. Like, well, he goes to University of Michigan. I go to Indiana, so we're like 5 hours away. So it's not that bad. Like, we see each other probably every month or so. But our only ways to, like, communicate are texting or FaceTime.
Right.
Which is weird because I feel like no matter how much we text, it's not like I'm knowing him any better or, like, we're staying as close. It's like when we visit each other, we just feel like so much closer, and it kind of like lasts a longer amount of time than if we were just like FaceTiming.
Now I'm going to challenge Tess. Try a phone call. No FaceTime. The phone call.
We've done some phone calls. I'll definitely have to like pay attention to it.
Because you know what? Because it's... It's definitely, let me know, try it and see if you, there's an actual different feeling, because the thing is, it's like you have to give this person your full attention and you can tell the second, like in a fraction of a second, you can tell when they're not paying attention. Then you're like, hey, hello, can we have this time together, just you, between you and me? I wasn't talking so much about an established relationship that's you're trying to use technology to maintain this, and geography does play a part. It is very hard to maintain a long distance relationship. I'm talking about you meet somebody, or you meet them online, or you meet them through texting, and then you just keep texting and you never really meet them, or you met them once or twice and then all of a sudden it's 6 months are going by, and it's right.
I think Tess kind of hit on it. Mine was more about the long distance part than I think what you were going for.
Go ahead.
But I think she's right. Also, like, my relationship kind of started with technology. So with like Snapchat and then text, and then get to know them, and then you go to long distance, and then it just doesn't work. You need to be consistently meeting or talking on the phone, maybe. But
yeah. Does that become then, how do you get out of it? We were talking about, and like, there's, I've found a lot of my students are having these relationships where it's just this texting. And I said to Matt the other day, I'm like, okay, my hypothesis is this is a prolonged fantasy. It's not actually intimacy. And you're like, absolutely it is. I'm like, wait, that was my hypothesis. I thought we were going to flush this out a little bit, but you didn't disagree with it at all, right?
No, I mean, here's the thing. If you're not meeting this person, you're texting them. You're having somewhat of a superficial dialogue with them. But in reality, I mean, they're going to say kind of what you want to hear. And if the things they don't say, you're going to fill in the blanks with what you want them to say. And then it just boils up to this point where if you actually were to meet them, you would go, wow, that's not who I thought you were.
Yeah.
Like,
Does it end immediately once you do meet them?
No, I'm sure it doesn't. I mean,
not for everybody.
No, I'm sure you meet and then you try to say like, okay, well, maybe they actually do have those things and we're just meeting for the first time or the second, third time.
But you're saying nothing lives up to the fantasy.
How could it? No. Yeah.